this is a meeting of the budget committee, and it's Thursday, May 12th. And members of the public are invited to join the board of directors via Zoom. Do you need to make any comments? No? Okay, so opening ceremonies.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Yeah.
Director Garcia?
Present. Okay, moving on. Approval of the agenda?
I make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Right, thank you, Lupe.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
And Director Garcia?
Aye. Okay, moving on. Public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. The speakers are limited to 3 minutes. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will not be filed in agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. No public communications?
No.
Okay. Items of business. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should inform the chair of the desire to speak upon the chair's request for public comment. Upon recognition from the chair, the speaker should identify themselves and limit his or her comments to the specific item being discussed at the time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. If due to technical difficulties, the Board of Directors is unable to hear the speaker's comment, then the chair may request the speaker to discontinue the call and call again. Review and discussion of proposed operating budget for 2022 to 2023. All right.
Okay. Okay.
Are there any speakers?
No, there's no speakers.
Okay. You want to proceed, Jessica?
Yes. Did you want to say anything, Doug, before I start?
No. I'm going to interject stuff as we go.
Okay. All right. So this is the preliminary budget for 2022-2023. So we're going to start off in the income. So not too many changes. The only change in income would be for the teen center, which we are requesting to cover the full year. Since we do not have any grants coming in for that yet, but we will be looking for that. So that's all for income. So expenses. So we are revising the salary schedule to reflect the new minimum wage. So that would mean an increase in salary range steps from 3% to 5% also. So the fiscal impact for the general fund portion would be $9,600. On the administrative assistant portion, it went down, and that is because last fiscal year included Debbie's payout. Down in administrative expenses, so this is an election year, so I'm estimating $14,000. That's about what we paid last time. But it also all depends on how many people vote. Okay, next page on maintenance. Maintenance, so this is part of the assessment. So the salary schedule change and wage increase would impact the assessment another $13,000. Ambrose Park expenses. So phones, internet is going down. We switched phone service providers, which is going down a lot from $3,700 to $1,200.
Wonderful. That's really good news.
Yes.
That is wonderful. Great.
Yeah. So for the community center, we did install the solar, so the PG&E will be going down hopefully to 10,000, which will be only for gas, compared to 30,000.
Wow, that looks great.
Okay, if you go to the next page, to Ambrose Pool, we are now opening the pool for the first time after the closure. So for staff, that did go up to 50,000 now that we'll be having lifeguards there.
Okay.
And as mentioned in income, you will see that the teen center, the same thing, just to cover the full year, so 83,100. And lastly, on the capital project expenses, we will be paying off that energy conservation loan. For all the energy updates and solar, so that's $36,000 that we'll be paying for, and that's it.
Okay.
Any questions?
That's great. No, I have no questions.
When you talked about the election and you said that the budget at 14,
mm-hmm.
and then you said something about that it also depends on people that. Who vote.
Yes.
So what does that mean? That it could go up or it could go down?
Right. Yeah.
It
depends how many people vote. That's how they get the number.
Okay.
So it could go up or down.
And let's say if it was to go up, would it be a couple of thousand? Do you have any idea?
No? I'm not sure how much they charge per person.
Okay. No, I just thought it was up.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's really good about the phones and PG&E. Those are, you know, we pay a little less there, but then
right.
we have to pay a little bit more in the other
right.
place, which is good.
Yeah.
Thank you. I don't have any questions. Do we proceed?
Yeah, because I was going to ask the same questions you were asking, so we're right on the same page.
Okay, so this is so quick. Okay, closing ceremony.
I need to make the motion to move to adjourn the meeting.
Second that. So,
okay.
I guess we're going to present this in our meeting tonight.
Correct.
Okay, great.
Yes.
I have no other questions.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for doing a good job.
Thank you.
And making it so simple.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody. See you guys in a little.